Hello, everybody, and welcome to This Is Fine, the only podcast in the world where bias is banned and feelings are optional. So I'm gonna start this off with a quick little warning. This podcast contains a lot of hot takes. Chances are you might get offended, and the only kind of PC I know about is the one that I use to look up all these articles. So, this is the inaugural episode. Man, can't talk today. Thanks for tuning in. I'm really happy that you're here, really happy that you're sitting down and listening with me. And so, our inaugural topic for today is a pretty big one. The novel coronavirus. Ooh, scary, I know. I don't like talking about it either, but these are the things that matter in the world right now, so we're going to take a look at it. Surprisingly enough, the coronavirus is probably one of the most politicized things of this year, if not this past decade. Honestly, it's a little shocking. Who knew that an itty-bitty virus with some big implications could cause so much trouble in our politics? And here's a little excerpt from an article that'll show you exactly what I mean. This comes from usnews.com. It is called The Political Divide Over the Coronavirus. Here we go. The Pew poll found that 77% of Republicans thought that the media was exaggerating the risk, while 49% of Democrats shared this view. Meanwhile, 78% of Democrats said Trump was not taking the matter seriously enough, while 68% of Republicans said he was about right in his characterization of the virus. Nearly a third of Republicans believe that the virus was intentionally created in a lab, and the view is shared by only 16% of Democrats. Even on Capitol Hill, there is a stark party difference in the approach. Republicans held their weekly policy lunch on Tuesday. Democrats instead conducted their quote-unquote lunch by conference call to avoid unnecessary personal contact. Is that not crazy, guys? On one side of the spectrum, you have people believing that this is the literal end of the world and that if you go outside, you will die. On the other side of the spectrum, we have people looking at it as if it's a little common cold, whoop-de-doo, big deal, whatever, nobody cares. But let's break down the numbers a little bit, guys. Instead of looking at this from a political view, let's look at it from a purely numerical standpoint. In the United States, we have 644,188, mind you, cases confirmed of the coronavirus as of the time of this recording. 52,000 people have recovered and 28,579 people have unfortunately passed away. Worldwide, there are 2,064,815 cases, 512,000 have recovered, and 137,078 people have died. These are some big numbers, and this is a pretty big problem. But if we look in the past to, let's say, the swine flu, we had 1,632,710 confirmed cases. And most people for the swine flu didn't get tested, which is a similar thing for a lot of pandemics. That's something to keep in mind. There were 18,449 lab-confirmed deaths, but the range of people who died were anywhere from 151,700 to 575,400. So, we've been through this before. Things like this have happened, and it's terrible to think about, but it's just a fact of life. If you look at the past, we had things like the Spanish flu, the bubonic plague, MERS, SARS, viruses happen. So I can understand why some people subscribe to the worldview, well, it's happened before, it'll happen again, I'm gonna go about my business as usual. And though what I just said can be construed as me saying that the other worldview has no merit, I can also understand why people think that they have to stay inside, because the coronavirus is known to be way more infectious than other viruses that we've seen. It spreads faster and it hits harder. So here's the only real conclusion that I can draw from all this. Don't be treating it as if it's nothing, because it obviously is something. Because people who are immunocompromised or they have a pre-existing condition, if you're particularly old or particularly vulnerable to this virus, it's a big deal, and it can really, really harm you. But we shouldn't go into panic mode either. All of this crazy buying of toilet paper, hand sanitizers gone from the shelves, food for months, even though the longest quarantine period you'd have without being able to leave your house is 2-3 weeks. It's not necessary, guys. I mean, we have been through this before. We've gotten through similar events. Though this one looks very scary, it's not the end of the world. So yes, take your precautions. Don't leave unless you have to. Wash your hands if you're particularly vulnerable or if you are close to someone who is vulnerable to the virus. Maybe put on a mask when you're going outside. Well, not an N95, the doctors need that, but you can make masks at home. But the thing is, we don't have to freak out. We shouldn't, because that's just giving in to fear. And fear is terrible. It's a terrible thing. So be careful, but don't go crazy. Alrighty, guys. Now that I've gotten my little PSA out of the way, let's talk about a little characterization that this virus has gained from a certain wonderfully yellow-haired, orange-skinned man. Good old Donnie Trump himself. So, Donald Trump, in recent times, in this midst of this whole coronavirus, has been heard referring to it as the China virus, or the Chinese virus. And people are up in arms. Don't get me wrong, it's it's weird and not very president-y, but let's look a little further into this. Donald Trump is well known for his feud with China, and anybody who's looked at him for any amount of time and hasn't been living under a rock knows that he just can't seem to see eye to eye with the leader of that country. So this new coronavirus that supposedly came from Wuhan has been looked at by a lot of people as another way Donald Trump is trying to get at China and its government. So people were very, very angry about him calling it the China virus. Here's the thing, though. Here's the hot take, guys. Get ready for it. Calling a virus or another disease by its country of origin or the people it's associated with is by no means a new or unique thing. I have a list of just a few viruses that are called by the name, or a few diseases that are called by the name of the place they're from. We have the West Nile virus, which is named from West Nile District in Uganda. The Guinea worm, which is named after the Guinea coast of West Africa. You have Rocky Mountain spotted fever, Lyme disease, which is Lyme, Old Lyme, Connecticut, pardon, from the 70s. You got Ross River fever. Ebola is named after the Ebola River. You have MERS, which is Middle East Respiratory Syndrome. You have Valley fever or Marburg disease. These are all viruses and bacteria and parasites that are named after the place they're found from. So it's not that crazy for Donald Trump to be calling it the China virus. We know it came from Wuhan. That much is written in stone. So it's not that out of the way. But here's the other thing. Do we really need to be associating this virus with a certain group of people? Think about it, guys. Everybody wants a scapegoat. In the 1940s, Hitler blamed everything in the Jews, and that was terrible. We in the United States rounded up the Japanese people and put them into prison camps just because they were Japanese, even though the Japanese people fought some of the hardest for America in our armies. People look for a scapegoat when something bad happens. Do we really want to be putting a target on anybody who's come from Asian descent or anybody who was from China or descended from Chinese ancestors who lives in the United States right now? Because think about it. As soon as that target gets put on your back, you're going to have a bunch of racist, angry people coming after you and attacking you. Do we really need that to be happening? So yes, calling it the China virus isn't the craziest thing that's ever happened, in my opinion, because we've seen it before, and I'm sure we're going to see it again. But do we really need to be dividing ourselves when we're all in this together? We're all fighting this disease. We're all affected by this virus. I just don't think we need to be associating it with a particular type of people when we should just be helping each other. So there's my little take on it, guys. This has been another episode of This Is Fine. Well, the first episode of This Is Fine. If you liked what you heard, you know, go ahead, give me a follow, share it, you know, do all those good things you guys know how to do. Thank you so much, and have a great, great day. Thank you.